This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up, Atlanta. No more days go by. That's right. He's back. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She's the first lady of baseball in Atlanta, and she attends concerts solo. And he is the former Atlanta Falcon. He was a national champion, an All-American, and a team captain. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, and with a bad Nintendo game list connoisseur, Dylon Matthews joins our force. We are the morning shift. Allie.
Nice work.
How you pre-gaming for Keith Urban already?
Yeah. You know, I am.
Mimosas. Everybody, mimosas.
It's time. Yes, I know everybody heard the news yesterday. He's making his grand return back to Atlanta. We cannot wait to see Keith Urban.
Yes.
And so yeah. At the amphitheater tonight.
Clear your schedules.
As I told you, no more days go by.
Yeah. No more days go by. Yeah, Keith's back, which... unfortunately, another guy is back as well. Do you guys hear about this?
Who? What?
Mm.
I don't know. Grant was sending me gifts last night.
Grant's coming back on the show Twitter. Day.
He is coming. Well, let's go around the room and see what the headlines are and see if anyone nails what's happening today. Bo, we'll start with you.
The T-Wolves are down, but they're not out.
All right. Dylan?
It's time to really make things up.
Okay. Interesting.
Y'all are confused.
That was a tease.
Yeah. Mike, what
as
about
I got
you?
Called out for yesterday.
Like, what are we just? Is it a tease-a-thon? I'm getting my right shoulder loose. I'm going to volunteer later on today to be the new third base coach for the Atlanta Braves. I'm getting the windmill going. You know what I mean? I'm just getting the windmill going.
Sign that up for things we didn't need.
Yeah. Well, can't get any worse.
Well, let's go back to what is officially happening. When did the Braves send out a tweet last night to make it official? I know we all saw the rumors yesterday.
I don't know when the official tweet came out because
I think it was like 10 o'clock.
I can give you a ballpark because Abe texted me right when it happened and I was asleep.
I know that I see one of the tweets said Acuna's in a lineup in Louisville for Gwinnett in Louisville. And that he was in the lineup for today, and I'm like, ah. And so then I was like, huh, sounds like someone's going to Keith Urban. So yeah. I start talking trash.
Yep.
And then, and I think that was before I went on the course. And then by the fourth hole that I played, before I teed off on the fourth hole that I was playing, I remember seeing the Kelnick's now leading off. Acuna's been scratched. And I was like. And then,
rewind.
Then I was like, shoot.
Before I give y'all the exact time of when it was officially announced on the Braves' official Twitter account, does anybody want to make any final guesses?
I would say that it was probably about 9:30 when they officially announced it.
9:30?
I think I saw it. So I think it was 10:01.
Okay.
Mike?
I got a text from Abe at 10:25, so I'm going to go with 10:23.
It was indeed 10:01.
Yay!
Of course, you know the first lady of baseball was going
to
know.
It affected my plans for today.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I needed
true.
To know because, you know, the tweet had been put out that Kelnick was in the lineup. He was starting off, and so potentially Acuna's coming back. And then, you know, Brandon Gaudin was talking about it on the broadcast last night. I was like, if he's talking about it, it's really official. But maybe not. The Braves haven't said it.
Yeah. No, but I think we're all pretty excited about it, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, even, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:30, whatever Allie wants to cheat with. That,
now,
yeah.
I'll be anxious to get more than my opinion on this is how they handle him. Is he going to start tonight and then be off Saturday? Is like and I think maybe even the bigger question is who doesn't play tonight in the outfield? Is it Eli or is it Verdugo?
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a platoon moving forward?
I do believe that who is pitching will have some say in who is playing in that other position. But you know, I'm very interested to see if he plays tomorrow. Very, and I'm assuming it's, I need to double check, but I'm assuming Saturday is a night game. I know that Monday the team's off, right? So they play the Padres for three, then they have an off day. And so I'm kind of curious of how all of that plays out, but I would expect him to play two of the next three games.
So tonight,
in some way.
Tonight is 7:15, tomorrow is 4:10.
So I bet I could see him having tomorrow off. I'm not sure if they'd rest him on a Saturday. Maybe they'd rest him on Sunday. Maybe he plays two, then has a third. But there is – I would be blown away if he plays 3 days in a row.
I'm with you on that one. I'm going to veer more towards the – I think he plays Friday, Saturday, and then they go, okay, hey, this – you know, when we get to Sunday, let's kind of rehash how you're feeling and kind of reset from there. And I can't remember off the top of my head if they play Monday or not.
They do not.
No, they're off.
Okay, I would say you play 2 days, get 2 days off – and then kind of reassess as you head into the Tuesday. I think it's a good question. I think, you know, what's the split look like? What's the lineup look like with each of those guys when Eli White's in or when Verdugo's in? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of how they slot guys now because you're rearranging everything.
So you think 2 days then off makes more sense than day on, day off, day on, day off?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I'm just curious. I'm not arguing with you or anything. I'm just curious what you thought.
No, I'm not taking it that way. I think just eventually you're going to be an everyday player anyway. So I think I think usually one of the final hurdles, you know, for relievers, we've talked about this with Kimbrel. I think one of the final hurdles of getting back in a lineup is can you play back-to-back days?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I thought maybe they would do that and then do 2 days on, a day off.
But I think the fact that you have an off day Monday just leads me to believe that you play two, we make sure we can get the back-to-back, we kind of reassess how we feel, because then I think after that, if you can get those 2 days to kind of reassess and you feel fine coming back for the Tuesday game, now it's like gloves off, let's move forward.
And I'm not saying any of that to rain on the parade or anything like that. I just think it's important for fans to understand this isn't Snitker be overthinking things. This is them still wanting to take it and it slowly and do the right thing with him.
Yeah,
I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So, y'all just,
fingers crossed on that.
I mean, I went full freaky. He's going to hit a grand slam on the first pitch he sees. But, John, he's leading off. It doesn't matter.
He can make it happen. Yeah. He's that magical.
It's Ronald Acuña.
That's my question, though, is the other day we had such high expectations for Spencer Strider, and I think it was a little unfair because he was just getting back into the swing of things. So are we going to temper our expectations for tonight?
That's okay. Let me throw it back at you. I want to throw it right back.
Okay.
Technically, Spencer Strider did pretty well with his first appearance back.
True.
After being out, because remember he faced the Blue Jays and struck out like 9 or something. That said, then he gets hurt pretty quickly and he's out.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to have a good night at the plate. I don't know why. Because for him, remember the excitement that you saw from him when you went to Gwinnett last Thursday night, Allie?
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk about that real quick and then answer your – I want you to rehash it and then answer this because I think that excitement means he comes in and there's something special or good happens in the first game back, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, it was, you're right, it was Thursday last week that I went, and he was kind of asked, are you going to be brought up sooner? Because he was scheduled to be out in Gwinnett for over the weekend and everything. And he was asked, you know, are you thinking they might bring you up sooner? And the light that went off in his eyes was like, could they?
Yeah.
Please? He just looked so excited, and there was fire in his eyes. He just loves the game of baseball and is ready to be back with the Braves and all the fans.
Well, and I think that's where that's my starting point. Right. And I think that so much of like what's the lineup look like, how good is Ronald Acuna, because I think we all saw it coming off the 2021 ACL tear, which was halfway through the season. Right. And then he plugs back in the lineup in 2022 and hits what, 265, you know, something in that, something along those lines. Not what you expect of him given a full season. It wasn't that guy. And then all of a sudden the next year, his average jumps 70 points and he's stealing 70 bases. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, like in terms of the stats, wake me up in mid-June. In terms of just the actual statistics, on-base percentage, home runs, whatever it is from the leadoff position, wake me up in mid-June. That's when I'll decide what I think of Ronald Acuna moving forward. I think for right now, just having his presence, to your point, back in the clubhouse, having that personality back on the base pass, that aggression, that just overall fun mentality that it seems like so many times we look at this lineup and think they don't have. So right. Just for the next 3 weeks, give me the fun, and anything that comes after that, I'll work that out in my mind. That's my expectation.
And it's kind of like, you know, I got into the argument the other guy, day with a guy who was like, walks don't mean anything. I don't care if he goes 0-for-0 with four walks, because him on the base pads changes everything.
Yeah.
Guy can go from first to home on what would be a slide, you know, a sliding double, right? You know, like where a guy's a slide in. I mean, a guy can go from, hell, I've seen him go to first home on a single before. We've all seen that. It just having that speed and aggressiveness at the top of the lineup. And now Verdugo, when he is playing, a guy that's been asked to be the leadoff guy can just maybe go 6 or 7. Now you can move Ozzy down. Now you can move Michael Harris down. I want Michael Harris hitting anywhere from 7 to 9 now. I'd rather him be at 9. That's where he's been the best right before Ronald. That was when he had his best. That was when he was his best, was right there. So, yeah, I think you solid points by y'all is that just him in the lineup. It just gives it – there's no negative to getting the probably the – third or fourth best player in baseball back.
No, that's not. You're 2 years removed from MVP, man. Even if you are, you know, 10 points better than you were a few years ago when coming off the ACL, then I'll take it, right? It's better than what we've got going on right now. All right, we need to go to break. And we'll get in later, obviously. You talk about going first to third for Ronald Acuna. Don't do it with Austin Riley, though. Oof. That's not good. I don't need any of that. Thank you very much from our third base coach. A couple blunders out of that spot the last couple of days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. We'll be right back.